The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the Edge, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, and a Merry Christmas to you. Cheer out there if you want to. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. And if you want to connect with us, just go out there and click that join button and we'll get you connected. And also don't forget that you can also subscribe to our San Jose Women's Business Examiner. So when I put out an article out there, it'll come straight to your email box. And then, of course, our subscription for our On the Edge podcast, our Business on the Edge podcast, for you to grow and develop in your leadership skills, your personal development, your business. We have information out there. It's just going to absolutely support what you're trying to do. I love it. Lifestyle as well is out there, which is great. So we have a subscription, which is absolutely free. And then if you just want a little bit more, you want to go to another level, there's that premium content out there that we have with myself and some of my industry friends that are experts in their fields, and you will not be disappointed. In fact, I have one of them in the studio with me today, and I'm looking forward to cutting her loose on you guys. And if you don't have your running shoes on, you're not going to be able to keep up, but we're going to do our best. You can go back and listen to it later if you need to. So welcome to the show. Each week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between business and faith in your professional development and small business and ministry growth. You know, usually I start out the show with some sort of newsy information from smallbiztrends.com. And like I said, if you have not made that one of your favorite sites on your websites, on your favorite, you know, list there, you should make it. You're not going to regret it. So as a result of that, I am bringing in one of my favorite coaches here, and you need to make her website one of your favorites as well, and that is TyroLifeCoaching.com. And so I'm going to have Jackie Welch, life coach and professional coach. She is absolutely amazing, 28 years holding numerous positions throughout her career, including client delivery manager, business development executive, account manager, and sales executive. She is absolutely amazing. I'm so glad and so blessed to know her. She's a quality Lean Six Sigma yellow belt. Watch out, watch out, watch out there. Customer satisfaction, quick solver, challenger, and so many other things. And not only that, I was at one of her events on December 3rd, and just kind of just blew my mind. She's also one of our club members, so I'm proud to have her as a club member. I like to support our club members. They're absolutely fantastic. And so she had this event, and, you know, she was talking about the secret sauce, you know, coming out and finding out about the secret sauce. And I said, well, you know, I need to find out about the secret sauce and support what our club members doing. And as a professional and as a friend, she is, you know, some of these women, the club is about friendship, it's about relationship. And I've developed a relationship with Jackie Welch, and she's talking about the secret sauce to improving sales and hiring great talent. And I was jaw-dropped the entire time. It was absolutely fantastic. And I told her before I left that event, I need to bring you on air so you can talk about this for the church community, because you and I both know, and we're just going to keep it real right now, that they do not hire well, unfortunately. There's a lot of nepotism. There's a lot of things going on. You hire your volunteers, and they don't have really the skills and the knowledge for that particular area. And then you hire them, and their behavior goes sideways. You know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know. We're going to keep it real on Faith and on the Edge. I'm on the Edge for a reason. And I've worked for Mega Ministry, so I know that this is a fact that it's happening. And it's not a one church problem. It is it's a national and global problem in terms of churches, because we're like, oh, brothers and sisters, let's, you know, we feel good about them and we bring them in, and all of a sudden, you know, because they think they have a little something in the church, they start treating the volunteers wrong and treating the other people wrong because they think they got something that behavior and knowledge, and then they don't have the knowledge and skill to really be in that place. I've seen churches put people in chief financial officer positions that didn't know anything about accounting. I'm just saying, let's keep it real. God says, you know, when you look at when God was doing something and building something in the Bible, and I'm going to revert back to Moses. Moses has been on my mind for the last few weeks, Moses building the tabernacle. God says, go get skilled laborers. Go get skilled laborers. He didn't want people to build this tabernacle. He did not want people to build who did not have a skill in those areas, whether it was, you know, as a seamstress or whatever it was. And every time he told Moses to go get someone, he said skilled. So I'm going to invite Jackie on. We have a few minutes before we go to our break. But Jackie, thank you for coming on to the show today. I appreciate having you here.
Thank you for the invitation. Looking forward to it.
So tell our audience a little bit about the secret sauce in this class that you did the other day. I was blown away.
Well, you know, first of all, you did an excellent segue in terms of the secret sauce, right? Because when we think about it, most of the time people are hired on their resume. That goes back to exactly what you said, the skills.
That's right.
But on the flip side of that is people also are released from their jobs for behavior. So the skill says what I can do.
That's right.
The behavior says what I will do.
Right. That's right.
That's a big difference, right? And so many times, going back to what you said, whether it's a volunteer in the church, whether it's multiple positions inside of the church, we said, oh, yes, I know that individual. I would highly recommend them.
Right, right.
But what are we basing that on?
Right.
We have no facts. We're basing that on a wonderful resume that they've taken the time to produce. We go inside and we may get a couple of references, sure. And that's probably from maybe the Ursha board or maybe somebody else that inside the church. Once
right.
again, they came highly recommended.
Right, right.
But at the end, what does that really say about the complete package of that individual?
Right.
Most of the time when someone, especially inside the church, is doing a reference, have they ever seen them in a work environment? Most of the time, they've maybe have gone over to that individual's home for a good, you know, Sunday dinner. Maybe they had a good Wednesday night Bible study with them.
Right,
but
right.
to really be able to separate that biblical relationship now to the skill of that individual.
That's right.
It's completely different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys just hang on to your seat, because I'm gonna let her cut loose on this, and we're gonna go to a commercial break. And when we come back, more about hiring the right people with life coach, professional coach Jackie Welch. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We're talking to life coach Jackie Welch, and in this segment, I usually do a little bridging the gap between business and faith, and I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to bring Jackie back in. You need these little connection points because it is going to help you get access to her and to the resources she has to help you hire the right people within the church-based environment and with your belief systems in terms of the faith of your ministry. So that's important. But let me give you some Bible verses here that I want to share with you about counting the cost. Counting the cost when you're hiring people. And I'm going to use this text, Luke 14. And this is Jesus talking about following him. I'm going to emphasize it in this way. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother. And let me structure it this way. And please just give me a little liberty. And I'm not trying to take anything away from the word of God. I'm not trying to add or take away. I'm trying to give you clarity and understanding. And so if I were going to go be a part of Christ's business, is a corporation, and a corporation is winning souls and bringing people to the Father. And so if I'm going to be a part of his business model, he's saying, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. You can't work for him. You can't be his disciple. You can't work for him. He's saying, look, here's my standard. This is a standard. This is what I need. And he goes on, and whoever does not carry their cross, and this is the NIV version, and follow me cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross, carry your own stuff, not putting your stuff on someone else's back. Just saying, think about it. And follow me cannot be my disciples. You can't work there. You can't do this. So understand, saints of God, that Jesus is setting a standard on what his expectations are for you to be a part of his business model, system, world, disciple. In verse 28, and this, here's my point. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. You're not counting the cost. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciple. And says, how am I going to tie this into business and faith and HR? There's something in business called cost centers. And cost centers are, for example, human resource, Jackie. And these are areas that small business owners struggle with, because sometimes small businesses don't really have the resources to hire straight away. And there's other costs to that. So when you hire someone as an employee, you're looking at costs. You're always looking at workman's compensation, but specifically, you know, taxes and the costs that come along with that. But HR costs, hiring the wrong people, can cost you more. And so God is really saying to us that whatever we're doing, we need to count the cost. You need to count the cost in your business, in your ministry. And if you've hired the wrong people in and you know that you're dealing with some folks that you wonder about their salvation. And I was sharing with Jackie on break, I had to release someone for the exact thing that you're talking about. They knew the business. They learned it. They developed the skills. They learned it. Mm-hmm. And the problem was their behavior when we brought in more people. They were very territorial, very jealous, very had difficulties, and had to sit them down on numerous occasions and say, hey, this is unacceptable. I want to keep you. But I said to them, I said, if you do not end up at this business, it won't be because of me. It will be because of you. Mm-hmm. Because your behavior is not reflecting the culture mm-hmm. of my company. And this is unacceptable. And if I allow it, then I'm going to be questioned on my leadership. Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about with regards to hiring the right people, I want you to share with our audience, break this down a little bit more for us in the value, because I really want churches to get connected with you, get these assessments, because you actually have an assessment tool. This is absolutely fantastic. And just so you guys know, Jackie has sent me an assessment. I'm going to take the assessment and we're going to come back on air and we're going to tell you what it was.
Absolutely. And so as you were walking through that, Margaret, what came up for me was thinking about when someone gets ready to build, what do you do? You got to get a blueprint, right?
Yes.
You have to get a blueprint.
Yes.
So when you get ready to build your house, you go and you hire that engineer that's going to lay out the blueprint for you, right?
That's right.
And that to me is exactly the value of this tool, is that it allows you, from a hiring perspective, to identify what is the blueprint of the skill set and the behavior that I need to bring this individual on board. And you say skill set.
Right.
We've often heard that term, skill set. Skill set says these are the key attributes of what I'm able to do.
Right.
When we think of skill set today, you look at your typical job profile, people say, I need for you to know how to do Word, and I need for you to be proficient in Excel, and I'm looking for someone that maybe has a certification in PMP, project mm-hmm. management. Mm-hmm. We talk about all these amazing skills, right? That's what the resume does for us. But on the other side of the chart is the behavior.
Right.
That is the key element that you wind up releasing this individual for.
Right.
Her behavior you never saw on the resume.
That's correct.
Right? So when you think about behavior from a hiring perspective, what about, I like to call it, the EQ?
Right.
We've got to now get into the emotional intelligence behind this individual as well. What does that look like? How do I motivate this person?
Right.
What are their natural gifts and strengths?
Right.
And so for me, that's how I was able to stay with one company for 28 years.
Right.
I was in the right job.
Right.
I love my job, and I was able to perform on my job because I had the right skill set, the right behavior, and it was a great blueprint.
That's right.
It was a great blueprint. So when you think about that, this is why it's so important. Before you just go out there and start having foundations being poured, you got to understand what's my blueprint.
Right.
And so as I look at companies today, this is the secret sauce.
Right.
Because it takes a company today, on average, 2 years. Once you hire that individual, once you train them, if the training site or the venue is away, you've got to fly the individual there. It primarily takes you about 2 years before that individual, what I call, truly starts understanding the culture.
That's true.
Before they really start making a contribution to the right. organization.
Right, right.
So now you think, if I am hiring the wrong people and I'm cycling through people every 2 years, this is madness.
Right.
I'm
right.
actually losing money. Strictly because I'm not hiring the right people.
Right, that's right.
And so when you hire the right people, it also creates a winning team. And when I think about the winning team, I like to always use the analogy of what's going on right now with the Golden State Warriors.
Right, right.
How in the world is this team able to be, 21-22-0 right now?
Right.
That's because the coach understands the players. He clearly knows their strengths and their weaknesses.
Right.
So why is it this year, out of all the years, the Golden State Warriors are 21-0? That's because they got the right blueprint.
There you go.
They got the right people on the right seat on the bus.
There you go.
And they are moving.
There you go. And that goes back to what I was saying before, counting the cost before you hire. The human resource department is a cost center. And they're indirect costs to your company making money. And you're so right, Jackie, in that it takes 2 years because as a business owner for more than 15 years, I can think back about those that I've hired and how long it took them to really get up to speed where you're really not looking over your shoulder. You're not having, in small businesses, it's difficult, but we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more and we're going to do some power resources and share how you can get a hold of some of these resources that Jackie has. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith in Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson and my guest in the studio with me today, life coach and professional coach Jackie Welch. Absolutely amazing. If you're just tuning in, you are missing out. You got to get this podcast. But Jackie is talking about the secret sauce, hiring the right people. And most people get released from their job. And that's a nice way of just saying fired. Fired because of their behavior. Now, my biggest thing, Jackie, has been I'd really want to see ministries hire better. You know, I don't believe God is having us take the Word of God, the Bible, our faith and love for Him, and not use wisdom in who we're hiring to bring into that organization, including nepotism, including those that are, and nepotism, just so you know, is not just family members, but close friends, and putting them in places that does not benefit and do not benefit your ministry. And at some point, and you hear the stories that they had to fire them or they had to let them go because it was out of maybe compassion, which is okay to help them, but they didn't benefit the ministry. And doesn't mean that they shouldn't hire them. It just means that you need to hire them for the right spot. And so you have assessment tools, and you can come out to the churches. And I want you to also talk about how you can benefit some of those senior executives that are in, you know, that are going to church every Sunday or Wednesday that need this same opportunity. So share with us about this resource.
Yes. So just building upon exactly what you just said, Margaret. So, you know, when you think about the church, many, many different roles there, right? So one of the roles that came to my mind was Sunday morning, how we have a greeter, right?
Right.
We have that volunteer that may be a greeter, and then we may have someone in the office that does the books. And they probably do the accounting function because they love numbers. They love working independently. And most of all, they don't need that people interaction.
Right.
Okay? Now, can you imagine on Sunday morning, you're now going to take the bookkeeper, the one that's probably we would call an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to now tell her that she's going to be the greeter. What do you think is going to happen?
Right.
It's going to be a lot of people that's going to walk in that lobby and just walk straight in because
right.
That's not her strength. She is the quiet. He is the quiet one. They prefer to, like I said, be behind the closed doors. They do phenomenal work.
Right.
But they would prefer to work independent, right? So this is why it's so important when we structure the organization, even at church. If
right.
you know you have this outgoing, energetic person that thrives on people, what do you think they should go?
Right.
Right there in the lobby, there should be your greeter. And as soon as a new person come in, you don't even have to worry about them being taken care of, right?
Right.
That is that first impression. And that's why it's so important to make sure that you've got the right person with the right skill set that is their natural strength being able to help the church grow and thrive. Now, we can take that same model inside of the company. Because I know on Sundays, there's a lot of people that may go to work Monday through Friday in the valley here, but once again, right. It doesn't matter because on Sunday, we all come to be fed, right?
That's right?
So if you are in one of these positions, whether it's a sales manager, a VP, a director,
sure.
If you have a clear line of sight regarding hiring, we need to make a connection.
Right.
Because
right.
As you get ready to plan for 2016 and you start talking about your talent pool, you start talking about hiring, this is a wonderful tool also for succession planning. We always like
That's
to call
right.
them
That's right.
the high potential, right? You know, once again, if you have this role inside of your company, we absolutely need to make a connection because me and my team can come in. We can primarily do the assessment. We can do a workshop for you and your organization and help you to understand exactly where your strength is within your team and be able also to increase communication. Because so many times people say, you know what? I just cannot get along with that person.
Right.
Sometimes we absolutely may bump heads.
Right.
And a lot of times we want to take that personally. It's not personal. This is just who this individual is.
Right,
so
right.
It also allows us to foster a better working relationship because now we have emotional intelligence to help us understand this is just who this person is.
Right.
So if, you know, brother or sister says, you know what, I need to see the report, they're not being difficult. They are a detailed person.
Right.
This is just how they make decisions.
Right, right.
So it's wonderful to be able to give you that complete insight as to who that individual is, not just on a resume, not just their skill, but their complete behavior.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, how can the audience connect with you? How can the churches and the executives that are out there listening to this today, how can they connect with you and get a hold of this assessment, get a hold of you so you can take them through this process so they can start making right decisions and hit the ground running in 2016?
Absolutely. Well, you know what they say, everything today starts on the web, right? So I would love for them to be able to go out to my website. And that website, again, is www.tyrolifecoaching.com. So please go out there. When you visit my website, you're also going to be able to see exactly how you can get in touch with me. I have my email address out there. You can always go and like me on Facebook. You can send me an email message. But I highly would encourage you to please go out, visit my website. And if you have some planning that you're going to be doing for your organization, especially at a leadership capacity, we all like to make sure that our leaders are being developed. And this is a wonderful tool for you to be able to plan for 2016, getting the right people in the right seat in your organization. So once again, that website is www.tyro, that's T-I-R-O, time is running out, tyrolifecoaching.com.
I love it. Again, you can connect with Jackie on Tyro Life Coaching, and that's www.tyrolifecoaching.com. And there's an email address out here as well if you want to send her a quick little email and let her know that you heard the show here on KFAX, info@tyrolifecoaching.com, and that's T-I-R-O, time is running out. I love this training and teaching. And let me give you a few more resources. We have coming up in January 28th, we have an event called Bay Area Small Business Power Women and Leaders Summit, and that is going to be January 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our keynote speaker is going to be Santa Clara County Supervisor Cindy Chavez, and our other speakers are going to include, which I'm excited about, and you've heard me talk about Small Business Development Center. We're going to have the Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center Deputy Director Emma Gonzalez coming out and speaking. We're going to have Devin Oten. He's going to come out, who is an author and philanthropist. And, of course, myself, I will be there speaking as well. And, again, that's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can go out to our website and register for that in just, we'll have that information out in about by the end of the month, probably in a, next week sometime, but we do not have it for today in terms of registering. But if you want us to send you that link to register, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. But we want to start getting the word out. So mark that your calendar. Save that date for January 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is on a Thursday. That was the day that the county supervisor could commit. And so we wanted to get her out. And she is absolutely fantastic. She loves business growth. She loves small businesses. She loves women. She deals with now they just launched a, and I'm not sure what type of campaign, how they have it structured, but dealing with human trafficking. And so trying to end human trafficking. And that is, you know, something that we're hearing more and more about. So come out and hear what she has to say. Come out and find out how the Small Business Development Center can help support you. Find out how, you know, what Devin has to say to women in terms of supporting them in terms of business. And yes, anyone can come in, and women, bring your teenagers, your college students. We have a place for them at this event as well. So again, that is Bay Area Small Business Power Women and Leaders Summit, January 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. And I am, again, excited about having life coach Jackie Welch in the studio with me today. And just let me sidestep here for just a second. You guys be careful out there with all that holiday shopping and cheer, and, you know, make sure you stay safe out there. I know we've had some rainy weather this week, but I want to make sure that I mention the holiday season. I love this time of year. It's so fantastic. And just think, Jackie, with you here on the show, they can get really excited about this holiday season, knowing that they can hire in the right people in their businesses. And you know, while you were talking in the last segment, I got to thinking about the military and how they use the ASVAB test to place the military. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had an issue with the ASVAB test for years, because I worked in the base education office. I've worked for Department of Defense. And what I've seen with the ASVAB, it may have changed. I don't know. But I'm going to base it on what I have seen in my career path. Mm-hmm. That it is knowledge-based, skill-based, not behavioral, which means that they put people, even though they score high, say, in mathematics, so they make mm-hmm. them an engineer, but they hate engineering mm-hmm. and they're creative. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I say this because when I worked for the base education office, I began going through with the military, and I worked for the Air Force part of the military, Department of Defense, is that you have to, the military has to stay on an educational path. And if they haven't gone to school or self-development over a certain amount of time, you reach out to them and you make sure that, hey, what's going on? You know, is there anything we can do? That sort of thing, to get them back into some sort of educational component. I ran into a family, spoke with the wife, and found out that because he was any job that he absolutely hated, because he tested well in an area, he went through a roller coaster ride with his family, coming close to divorcing his wife because he hated what he was doing. And the military told him, you had to do this. You couldn't go into a career field that you really like in terms of education wise. So he's kind of trapped. And the information that he had at the time was incorrect. So I was able to help him and says, the information that you got at this base education office, this is incorrect. This is not what the reg says. The reg says you can get your community college or the Air Force degree in any area discipline that you want. And he was a creative person. He loved media and production. And, you know, that's one of my sweet spots, and I love it. So I had to kind of hold myself back. But before he was on his way out to from that base being transferred to another base. And I think it was like Albuquerque, somewhere out in that area. And what I was able to give him was hope, and told him that he could, you know, go. And we found the schools, we found the college, we found everything that he needed, that when he got there with his family, he could start studying his career path. Now, with his wife, and he does not have to be stuck with engineering. They told him he needed to get an engineering degree first. And so this is why that you have bad behavior in an area that he's like, okay, I can't control anything, so I can control my personal life, so I'm going to divorce my wife. And so these are some of the things that comes, you know, comes out of this type of I want to say ill hiring, even with the military. And see, and this is an opportunity for them to even get some of this, the same training as well.
Exactly. And so, you know, I love the comment that you made in terms of people being, feeling like I don't have an out, right? And so this is why it's so important as an employer to be able to know that I have someone that really, really is dialed in, and every day they're going to find that passion.
Sure.
Do you think that that individual that you just talked about in the military was willing to work 30 minutes past quitting time?
No.
Because he or she dreaded. I actually have people that say, I sit in my car before I go into my job because I dread what I do. As a matter of fact, if you recall, when we had the event on December the 3rd, the example that I shared with you was about one of Santa's elves, right? In the story of Santa, of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, okay? Tis the season, right?
That's right.
When they are doing the elves, there is one elf that says, I don't want to be a toy maker. And they're like, what do you mean? You don't want to be a toy maker. You got to be a toy maker because you're an elf. He goes, I'm sorry. I want to be a dentist.
Right.
And every time, even during the television series, every time they had a break, he had his book out because he wanted to be a dentist. And so this is why it's so important for you to understand, where is this person's passion? Because when you find your passion, it's never a day of work.
Right.
When
That's
you
right.
find the job that you love to do, it is never a day of work.
Absolutely.
And this is why it's so important, whether it's in the church, whether it's in the corporate, whether it is a small business owner yourself, this is why you need to take the time to identify your behavior by being able to dial in with me to identify this assessment tool that is not only going to give you a greater ROI, it's going to give you greater EQ, emotional intelligence, and most of all, help you to navigate the right blueprint for your business the next time in 2016 you get ready to hire.
And that it just doesn't get better. Merry Christmas. That's your Christmas gift from Faith and Business on the Edge, is Jackie Welch and this assessment tool for hiring well in 2016 and hiring well now. And so I am excited about this. And again, this crosses all boundaries, including the military, including small businesses. You might be thinking, well, I'm a small business. I haven't hired anyone yet. And this is a great place for you to start to begin to prepare. Most small businesses, when you begin to hire, you're looking to hire 3 to 5 people. That's typically how it kind of goes when you have these smaller businesses and they're kind of scaling on a modest pace. And so you still want to hire the right people, and it's less costly for you to hire the right people, because it can be costly getting them out. Oh my gosh, you can pay ridiculous amounts of money because you hired the wrong person, and now you need to get them out without, and I'll say it this way, without incident. Okay, so that silence was for you. And so Jackie's here who can help mitigate this. She's a great coach, and she can get you the assessment tool that you need. And again, whether it's the church, whether I'd love to see even connecting with the military in terms of their recruiting centers, and says, hey, you know, you're bringing in these people, and yes, they're highly skilled in these areas. I had a young man who was extremely skilled in mechanics, He could fix cars. He could, and they had him in an administrative support in the Air Force. He hated it, and he was great with his hands, but on the skills test, he could not, you know, pass that numeric, that arithmetic area. They put him somewhere that he hated, and his job level was so poor. Mm-hmm. That his coworkers were frustrated with him. Administratively, it just was not his skill. So we have to look beyond just the numbers. Mm-hmm. There is something much more going on here. And I believe that your tool brings some wholeness to what we're missing.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And I think you summed it up. This is the gift. This is the holiday gift, the gift that keeps on giving, right? The gift
right.
that keeps on giving, because when you make the right hire, you will absolutely be able to enjoy the return on your investment.
That's right. And you know what? With that, once you're doing this, even when you're bringing in volunteers, one of the things that I make a habit of, Jackie, is when I bring in volunteers, they have to go through the same type of hiring process that someone who is going to work as an employee. So we have, like, when we bring in interns from some of the colleges that want to get life skills or workplace skills, they have to go through the same process. And some of the things that I watch for, one of the number one questions I have and that I'll ask for every college student is, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are, you know, we typically get the ones that have to take, you know, have to take some sort of external credit for getting some real work in their from their classes, their business classes, or whatever they need to graduate. And when I ask them why they're here, and they tell me to fulfill that credit, they do not get hired. Mm-hmm. And says, because you're not here for the right reasons.
Exactly.
You're not gonna invest the time mm-hmm. to really learn what you need to learn. We're gonna go to a commercial break. We're gonna wrap up when we come back with Life Coach Jackie Welch, AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge this holiday season, this wonderful, wonderful holiday season. We have been talking to Jackie Welch about hiring smart. That's really what it boils down to, hiring smart. And before we leave Jackie for the holidays, and you can say Merry Christmas to the audience.
Yes.
What's the best advice you can give to our audience based on what we've been talking about?
You know, I tell you, the best advice I would probably like to share with the audience, especially having been a 28-year employee myself, and that is, if you had the ability to know what's behind the curtain or know what's in the box before you purchase it, wouldn't you like to know?
Very good.
Wouldn't you like to know? So how many times do you buy something and you say, oh, wow, that was not quite what I thought? Or maybe you get a chance to go to a restaurant, right? And you look at the menu and you go, ooh, that sounds good. I mean, I can almost taste it, right?
That's right.
And then you order it, and you go, wow, not quite what I thought it was going to be.
That's right, that's right.
So this is the value of being able to do the assessment. It's that it really does allow you to taste what's on the menu ahead of time. Another good metaphor is when you get ready to go out to buy a car. How many times do you ever buy a car before you get a chance to test drive it, right? You may go out, you look, you kind of kick the tires. And most of the time, if you're really serious, you're going to say, I want to take this for a test drive. I want to sit behind the wheel. I want to see what it's going to feel like. And that is the value of you getting in tune and getting in touch with me, because I can give you the emotional intelligence to give you the best test drive possible before you get ready to sign your name and sign to hire this individual. Get the right test drive in 2016. Hire the right people.
That's right. And I have to say, just Merry Christmas. This is your Christmas gift to your business, to your company. Do yourself a favor. And again, you can connect with Jackie at TiroLifeCoaching.com. That's T-I-R-O, LifeCoaching.com. And also you can shoot her an email. Do that for me, info@TiroLifeCoaching.com, and let her know that you heard it here on KFAX and that you do want an opportunity to sit down with her and to get a hold of this assessment so you can hire the right people. You will actually save money by doing this, because hiring the wrong people, it's always costly. I was spending, you know, more money because I had an employee that was making things difficult, mm-hmm. and I had to let them go. I said, I'm losing money because I'm trying to give them an opportunity to adjust. And sometimes they don't want to adjust. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I had to let them go. But I want to go back to also, before we get out of here, our event in January, that's January 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Bay Area Small Business Power Women and Leaders Summit. Jackie, would you come out to that event for me in 2016 and share a little bit live? We'll give you a few minutes just to kind of introduce you to the audience, and then you can share a little bit of what we've talked about here today, and people can meet you in person as well. But please don't wait till 2016. Please get connected. But would you join me at that event and share?
Absolutely. It'd be a great way to kick off the new year. Looking forward to it, because as you know, Tyro stands for what? Time is running out.
I love it. Time is running out. And so you don't want to miss that opportunity to connect with Jackie and connect with our event. And you'll be able to register for that in about a week. And so we'll have everything out there on Eventbrite, on businessontheedge.biz. Come out, bring a friend. And I think the cost is going to be like $20 to come. It's going to be so inexpensive because we want you to get the resources. And when we do affordable costs, it doesn't mean that what we have isn't valuable. It means that we want to try to make sure that we provide resources that you can get access easily. We want you to have accessibility. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Merry Christmas and be good to someone out there.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge, here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.